Showers more frequent and heavier through the afternoon and evening. However, there will be some bright spells. Top temperatures 12 to 17 degrees. And now you're up to date on News Talk.
Thank you for that, Eamon and Neil. You are listening to Ciara on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk. Do get in touch with us. To be honest, what we're mainly talking about today is fertility. We've been talking about it since 12. We've been hearing about the challenges of fertility treatment for people. And they are many. Financial, physical, emotional. I would like to hear your stories. I don't think this is discussed nearly enough. 53106 is the text line if you want to get involved, or you can call me on 1894 53106. It is a low call number. You can also tweet us at Lunchtime Live NT or at Ciara Kelly Doc, or you can email the show at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. And we're doing a fertility series all week. We do want to hear from you. Tomorrow we will talk about miscarriage and how that is for people to deal with. We're going to talk on Wednesday about how people come to terms with involuntary childlessness, which is where you've tried everything and ultimately you won't be having that happy ending where you have the baby that you come home with. And what do people do then? And on Thursday, and I think it's very important as well, is we're going to hear how men are affected by fertility issues. Their voices in all of this are rarely heard, and we do want to hear from men about how they struggled to come to terms with all of this. But anyway, look, I want to hear from you. 53106 is the text line. Interesting, because we are talking about, you know, the strain on relationships and all of that stuff too. But did you see the research that came out over the weekend on marriage? Apparently, married men are very happy. Very, very happy. More happy than other men. One of the happiest groups in society. Married women, not so much. One of the happiest groups in society, apart from married men, are single women. Women who have not married and, in fact, don't have children. They're the happy ones. Why might that be? I have often thought this. I have often thought that the societal message is that women need a man and that men don't get involved. It's a trap. When actually the benefits all flow one way in that relationship, guys. That's how it is. You get looked after. You get fed. You get your sheets cleaned. You get all that stuff. And that is how it mostly works. Am I wrong? Am I right? The study would bear out that I'm right, that it is single women who are happy and fed. The only thing that single women are unhappy about is the stigma of being a single woman. Actually, in themselves, they're thrilled skinny, but in general, they feel there's a stigma. I'd love to know what you think about that, that men benefit much more than women from marriage. So is society playing an elaborate trick on us, that men are playing hard to get when actually they're desperate to get married and it's the other way around? They're trying to ensnare us women to look after them for the rest of their lives? 53106. I'd love to know what you think about that. Now, we have been talking about fertility. And about the difficulties for people. And I have just been joined by Helena Tuberty, who is a counsellor who deals with all the issues around this, with the psychology behind all the issues that people go through when they're on that journey of fertility. And she is a fertility coach and a therapist, and indeed, possibly even more importantly, a former midwife and gynae nurse. So you know what you're talking about, Helena. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Ciara. It's lovely to be here. I'm so delighted you're discussing this.
I actually think it's a really important thing to discuss. And I'm looking at some of the texts. I haven't been reading out all the texts because we're hoping that the team are talking to people behind the scenes to see if they'll come on air and share with us. But this is an incredibly sensitive journey, and I wanted to be very careful how we talk about it on air, because I suppose one of the things that people are saying in the text is that people say awful stupid things to them when they're going through it, and it makes it worse and it makes it harder and it makes them more isolated. What's your experience of dealing with people?
Yes, indeed, it is. It's a very, very tough thing to go through. It's so uncertain and there are no guarantees. And as Michelle was saying earlier on, you go into it blind. You do as much research, and Dr. Google is marvellous, but so misleading. So the project management is hard. The emotional areas are very difficult to deal with. And the public persona and going to, you know, the baby gender reveals, all of the christenings, baby showers, and, you know, the sense everybody else is getting pregnant except us. What are we doing wrong? Is it my fault? The blame game that you spoke about earlier.
Well, Sarah initially mentioned guilt, that she was told to lose, even though she wasn't particularly heavy, but she was still told to lose weight. She was still told not to do housework, not to eat certain foods, not to drink coffee, as if somehow her behaviour was contributing to this.
It's like the fertility police. It's a little bit like the pregnancy police. You know, you're having a little coffee and it's like, what are you doing having that? So certainly the lifestyle issues are very important, and the incrementing of, you know, fertility is a marker in some instances of general health, and it is a male-female issue. It is both partners. Women are inclined to shoulder the burden, to internalise, because they are really at the forefront of the investigations and the treatments. And, you know, obstetrics generally is, it's an art. It's not an exact science. So, you know, IVF is amazing, but it is not the silver bullet.
I'm glad